981 2NM on a Monday morning. The Oracle joins us for more television tips. How are we doing this morning, my love?
Very good. And normally we have a laugh, but no laugh today, unfortunately. Two documentaries about the reality of, I guess, fashion modelling.
Today's theme is secrets and lies. We start with one that kind of gets my attention, Victoria's Secret and Angels and Demons.
Now, so there's been a few documentaries that have come out about, you know, what it was like in the 80s and 90s, Playboy Mansion, that kind of stuff. And this looks at Victoria's Secret, the brand, and also at Lex Wexner, the guy that started the brand, as well as, you know, Abercrombie and Finch and all sorts of other retail, and also his connection to the disgusting Jeffrey Epstein and all of that, because they had a really close connection personally and professionally. And a lot of the reasons that Jeffrey Epstein could do what he did was because he had Lex Wexner's backing and money. But really what this show is about is looking, well, it's about all of it. It's a bit of a mess, but it's a really interesting documentary watching the rise and, I guess, fall of Victoria's Secret, the underwear brand, and how essentially men and men's desire shaped what women ended up desiring for themselves.
It's ultimately exploitation of the models and exploitation of women overall?
Absolutely. And, you know, I remember at the time when I was much younger, when models started talking about, before these fashion catwalk things, how they would starve themselves, and they would, you know, to the point where they were almost fainting. So even these, you know, quote-unquote perfect, beautiful women were not perfect or beautiful even for themselves. And what is interesting is that you see this legacy in the whole Instagram influencer. You still see these incredibly skinny, you know, beautiful but freakishly similar women who are also curvy, which is essentially unattainable for you know, 99.99%. And even for these women themselves. So while they made billions of dollars, and the actual executive of Victoria's Secret was often women themselves as well, like management, it's done a huge detriment to our culture in a macro way, and very specifically to hundreds of women through Jeffrey Epstein and, you know, a bunch of these other men who got to run modelling agencies and just grope and abuse a ton of women.
All right, so that is Victoria's Secret, Angels and Demons. That's on Prime. And your second one for today is also about the fashion industry.
Yeah, look, this one is Scouting for Girls, Fashion's Darkest Secret. And this one focuses on models and their experiences, particularly in France and Europe, which is apparently even worse than New York.
Hard to believe.
And this one was... And there was a, you know, Jean-Luc Brunel, who was a kind of Jeffrey Epstein figure of France, ended up in prison, also killed himself before facing justice. But the point of it is that, I have to be honest, this is an incredibly one-note, tonally boring documentary, and watching it felt like swallowing some medicine and followed by a bit of broccoli. I love broccoli. Yeah, I love broccoli with some, you know, bacon and maybe a bit of, you know,
some white sauce,
yummy, a sauce with it or something. But this was like steamed broccoli and a pill. And I mean, this show was full of stunning models telling salacious, hideous gossip. It should be super duper entertaining. And, you know, quite frankly, the documentary world, they have to do better.
Oh, you really talked that one up. I'll be crawling across cut glass to get to that one.
I watched it and I'm saying, you know, you should all just note it. But, you know, this stuff is terrible. What these men did was terrible. They were, you know, supported by a whole industry that allowed it to happen, turned a blind eye. And the only way we'll stop it from happening is to make it something fun for people to engage with. That's just how it is.
Yep, that's very true. And we will find out some more TV that we can engage with next week when the Oracle joins us. Thanks again, my love.
See you then.